94.3 The Shark, Everything That Rocks. An amazing time to talk to Alex Winter, as we have been graced with something the world needs, and that is a third Bill and Ted movie. Sir, good morning.
Good morning.
When making this movie, did you look back and think, wow, 30 years has gone by since I made the first one?
None of us ever thought we were going to make a third one. So it really wasn't on anyone's mind until the writers came to us and pitched us this idea to Keanu and myself over dinner one night at my house. And we just loved the idea. We thought it was hilarious. We also thought it was playable. Like, we really could see how to play these guys at this age with where the writers had imagined us. It felt very organic, but it also felt very funny. So we rolled up our sleeves and started working on trying to get this darn thing made.
Were you nervous at all that the type of humor that the first Bill and Ted movie, Excellent Adventure, had brought to the table all those years ago wouldn't be funny anymore?
Not really. I mean, the writers are really funny guys. And the basic concept is kind of, you know, we didn't write the song and we're going to steal a booth and go try to find some place in space-time where we did actually succeed. Just felt inherently funny to us. So we thought they were going to write something funny. Now, we didn't know if the film was going to be successful. We didn't know how the public was going to respond to it. We just set about making the funniest movie we could. So, I mean, there were a lot of uncertainties, and there was certainly a pressure not to screw up the whole franchise. You know? But the guys do write very funny dialogue, and we figured we'd have a very good time making the film.
We're on the line with Alex Winter on 94.3 The Shark, Everything That Rocks. Bill and Ted Face the Music is out now in theaters and on demand at the same time. Now, Alex, you said that, you know, the script was funny. As an actor, how do you help get somebody else's material out there and execute it? And does it take a while to soak in the character because it had been so long so that you could make this writing as funny as possible?
Yeah, it does. I mean, we had the benefit of it taking some time to get financed. And so during that time, we were working on the script, working on the characters. I had time to prep and really kind of find this guy again physically because it's a very physical role. And that was a benefit. Like, I didn't just get dropped into this thing with a week to rehearse and off you go. I think that might have been a little less Bill. But we had time. We had time to play, and Keanu had time, and I had time to kind of map out who these guys were and how they were going to work. And that helped us a lot. So trying to find them again, and at this time, and not make them just carbon copies of who they were when we were young was really important to us.
Did you think into the life of Bill Esquire and think, like, did it take some time to focus on where he would be since the first movie?
Yeah, I mean, that was the fun part, you know, sort of coming up with a backstory and kind of fleshing out who he was, things that the audience is never going to see. That was fun. It was fun to revisit this guy, you know, and find him again at this point in our lives. That was the good stuff. You know, then you just bring all that to set and throw it away and just do the damn thing.
We're on the line with Alex Winter on 94.3 The Shark, Everything That Rocks. Bill and Ted 3 is out now in theater and on demand. And Alex, I know, you know, since we're an alternative rock station, the big news here was that Dave Grohl had a cameo appearance. But Bill and Ted has been using rock star cameos since the beginning. And I know that Clarence Clemens was one of the three judges in the first one, and it was you 10 years ago in an interview that told me about Fee Waybill, and I cannot remember who the female was.
Martha Davis from the Motel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember how that all came to be?
Well, the movie's always had a rock and roll spirit, so there was always a desire to kind of to have a presence of musical people in them. Second one had Jim Martin from Faith No More and Taj Mahal and other people. So it was just one of those things where we didn't want to overpopulate it with musicians, but it was fun to sneak them in cameos where we could. And that was in this movie, in the third one, I don't want to give it away, but yeah, the rock star cameo here has a more pivotal role than they've had in the past.
Well, it's funny because the rock stars that you've gotten for the first two movies were very formidable, but it seems now it's almost like everybody has finally made it, because you now have gotten the biggest rock star probably in the world to be in your movie.
Yeah, the fun thing about making the third movie was, and we were very grateful for this, was just how much the franchise means to people. So we had a lot of interest from the rock star, from other cast members. We had a really strong ensemble cast, and the different types of crew that wanted to work on it. You know, people like production designers and DPs, things like that. We're little movies. We're not giant Marvel movies. So it was really helpful to us to assemble kind of an A team, and people liked the movie, so they wanted to come on board, which we were very, very happy about.
We're on the line with Alex Winter on 94.3 The Shark, Everything That Rocks. Now, Alex, Bill and Ted started at a time when the world was completely different, and you had made that film Downloaded about Napster, and I thought it was one of the best documentaries that I have ever seen. Do you ever...
Oh, thank you so much.
It was phenomenally done. Did you ever think, like, what would Bill and Ted have gone through during the download era? Like, would that be a way for them to finally get their music out?
You know, that's a really good point. I had never really thought of that. But yeah, Wild Stallions could have hit the internet airwaves for lack of giving any others. And, you know, in this movie, their kids are really into new technology and things like that. So I imagine they would have helped considerably.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure came out when I was 11. My father took me to see it. I didn't know why he was cringing when you guys said 69 dudes. And then a couple of years later, I was like, oh, wow. But what for the most part, what was it, do you think, about those movies that made it so family friendly?
I think that, you know, there's a real genuine sweetness to the films. The guys are very childlike. You know, they're not stoners, they're not surfers. They're really like inland valley guys, and they have a very innocent and very wide-eyed approach to the world, and I think that's kind of infectious. You know, they're also not the brightest bulbs on the tree, so you know, they'll jump into pretty much any situation. And kind of roll up their sleeves and dive in and then figure it out later.
You know, to this day, if I see anything on Socrates, I'll call him Socrates. I will joke that, you know, Joan of Arc was Noah's wife. And did you ever realize at any point that those movies had such a profound impact on pop culture?
I mean, we really didn't when we made it at all. I mean, we never even thought about it. We had a really good time making the film. We put a lot of energy into making the film. The movie was shelved. It was made for a studio that went bankrupt, and it sat on our shelf for a year. So we never even thought the films were going to come out at all. And we were just very pleasantly surprised when the movie came out and did so well. This is the first one back in 89. And then over the course of that year, we started to realize it was seeping into pop culture. And, you know, for 30 years later, I get recognized on the street every single day by every generation of person. So it clearly stuck. And, you know, you're grateful for those types of things, to be honest with you.
Well, when I look back, you know, it was the late 80s. And then it paved its way for the 90s. And even though Wayne's World took place during a generation of grunge, that party attitude of just looking for a good time, I think, started with you guys and perhaps softened the blow for what became the grunge generation. Like, we still love to have fun, and I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, the movie that you guys put out where it's like, okay, it's still okay to have fun.
Yeah, I think that was always the spirit of Bill and Ted, and... you know, a very kind of, you know, honestly, that's the message, right? Be excellent to each other and party on. Meaning, don't be a good person and have a good time. And that is not a message that we take with any grandiosity or seriousness, but we do mean it. And the themes of the movies are always kind of about those ideas. So, as a result, from an acting standpoint, they're incredibly fun to play for that reason. It's really fun to play a character that embraces the world that way.
Alex, I know you have to go, so my final question for you is just basically, for somebody that has never seen the first two movies, what can anybody expect from Bill and Ted Face the Music?
Well, that's the fun thing is the guys very purposely wrote a movie that you would not have to have seen the first two to enjoy. It's a big family movie. It's, in, you know, I think it's incredibly funny. It's incredibly sweet. It's an event, a legitimate adventure. So I think, you know, during a tough time that we're all living through, it's a chance to really just dive into something joyful and enjoy yourself and have some laughs.
Alex, I enjoyed the movie so much, just like those movies have been such a major part of my life. I don't think I would know as much about world history if it wasn't for Bill and Ted. And my dad explaining to me who all these people were after the movie. So it's one of the best memories that I've had. Thank you so much for providing a third and extending it. And I hope generations to come can all share family time with this movie.
Thank you so much. I'm really glad you enjoyed the movie. It means a lot to us. We worked hard.
Alex, have a great day, man.
You too.
Take care.